Community safety meeting held after American Idol music supervisor, husband murdered. The murder of an American Idol music supervisor and her husband was the final straw for many residents of the Encino neighborhood of Los Angeles, who gathered July 21 at a community safety meeting to address the couple's murder and other recent crimes. Robin Kay and her husband, Thomas DeLuca, both 70, were found dead in their home by police 4 days after they were shot during a confrontation with an intruder. Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman spoke with residents at the meeting, revealing that the suspect in the July 10 shooting allegedly used the couple's own gun to carry out the crime. "The gun that was actually used in the murders wasn't his gun," Hochman said. "It was a gun that he recovered from the actual house. It was Robin and Tom's gun." At the meeting on community and safety in Encino, which drew hundreds in attendance and left only standing room, the Los Angeles Police Department said it would keep more units in the San Fernando Valley community during the night and increase helicopter flyovers as residents said they feared for their safety. Residents also said they were concerned that the suspect, 22-year-old Raymond Budarian, had been previously released after allegedly committing other crimes. "The neighborhood is really upset and scared and nervous about what happened, and why was this person arrested several times before and then let out again to then commit this awful crime?" Roy Weiser, vice president of the Encino Neighborhood Council, which set up the meeting, told NBC News. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office did not respond to questions about Budarian's criminal record, but said all evidence will be evaluated. At the meeting, the Los Angeles Police Department pointed out that violent crime is statistically down. "But, again, the decreases don't matter, there's still people being victimized by these organized burglary crews, and so again I want to make sure that you understand I can talk to you guys about these numbers, but facts remain, we are still here and we are still fearful and that is why this room is filled today," Captain Michael Bland told the community. Hochman urged Angelenos to demand more from their public representatives. "For now," he said, he was working on making the community safer. "I've got 750 prosecutors who are on message, on mission, working now with law enforcement every single day to send the message to these criminals that their golden age of committing crimes without consequence is done," Hochman said at the meeting. Police said Budarian entered the residence through an unlocked door. The couple arrived home shortly thereafter, and after a confrontation, Budarian allegedly shot them. 4 days later, a call for a welfare check led officers to the property, where they discovered the deceased couple. On the day of the murders, officers had been called to the house at approximately 4 p.m. after a report of a prowler in the area, but they left when they didn't find any sign of forced entry. Now charged with murder and burglary, Budarian is due to be arraigned on August 20 at the Van Nuys courthouse. An attorney for Budarian could not be reached. Kay, who had worked with American Idol since 2009, was also employed in the music departments of numerous productions, including Miss USA and Miss Universe pageants. Budarian is charged with 2 counts of murder and 1 count of first-degree residential burglary, including a special circumstance allegation of multiple murders and murder during the commission of a burglary. He faces a maximum sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole.